Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Grace, the city of transformation, a place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny, a place where we are doing the work of an evangelist, a place where we're loving and caring for His people. I give God the praise this morning that you can join me on this podcast for our devotional reading this morning. You know, every time you open the Word of God, God speaks clearly to us. Every time we open the Word of God, there is a new revelation. And God always in the business of speaking to us based upon our needs, based upon our future, based upon our past. God speaks to us also. He is our Lord. He is our God. And so I'd encourage you every morning to open up the Word of God and allow God to speak. And when you open the Word of God, just ask God, say, God, let your Spirit speak to me. And ask God to help you to have an open heart, an open mind, to hear what God has to say to us. This morning, in this devotion, for this week and starting today, I want to talk with us about discipline, how we as Christians, we need to discipline ourselves, discipline our mind, discipline what we say, how we say it, discipline our lives. It's very important that we discipline ourselves. One of the areas that I'm wanting to talk about this morning is found in Numbers chapter 9 verse 8, and it says, and Moses said unto them, stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you. Stand still. Many of us today, we get into trouble because we don't know how to stand still. Standing still and waiting on the Lord, many of us don't know how to do so. And it gets us into sin, into trouble, because we have not learned to stand still. Moses speaks to the children of Israel. And Moses tells them to stand still. And he said, why? I hear from the Lord what he concern or what his command is concerning you. Sometimes it's just okay to stand still, to hear from God concerning you. What is it that God wants me to do? What is it that God wants me to say? And how does He want me to say it? Remember in the New Testament when Jesus Christ Himself said, I only speak what my Father tells me to speak. and I only do what my Father tells me to do. What I see my Father does is what I do. I'm saying these things to us because that's part of our discipline, to stand still and to wait on God, waiting on His timing, waiting on what He has to say to us before we go out to accomplish what He tells us to accomplish. Because it's concerning us. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 say to us that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. God has a command concerning you. God has a plan concerning you. Don't be in a haste. Stand still and wait on the voice of God and hear what He says. And as you stand still by reading His word, stand still by praying and waiting on His timing. Last for today is found in Psalms 4, verse 4. Psalms 4, verse 4. And again it says, stand in the weed and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. That's discipline. A discipline of not getting angry. A discipline of not being anxious. A discipline of not, you know, getting angry where you sin. This is what the psalmist is talking about. You can get angry, but just don't sin. Commune with your own heart upon your bed. Meditate in your heart upon your own bed. And while you do so, be still. As Christians, this is one of our struggles. Being still, standing still, trusting in the Lord, and waiting on the Lord. Sometimes because we see other people are going fast ahead of us, we get anxious. We get so impatient that we take the matter into our own hands. And in doing so, we're in disobedience. We sin against God. And sometimes we cut short our own future. And sometimes we cause trouble for our own future. And then we end up struggling to redeem the mistakes we made, or the mistakes we made. So this morning, I'm pleading with you. I'm asking you to discipline yourself. I'm asking you, let us discipline ourselves in the area of being still. Of being still and just waiting for the Lord's command concerning us. And while we're standing still, we can pray. God bless you.